The squeak of the sneakers, the swish of the nets, bounce of the ball, and amped up crowd can only mean one thing. It's time for high school basketball on 92.1 KMTA.
Thanks for staying with us. A quick turnaround from the girls' game to the boys' game coming up in just a few minutes. The girls' final was 40-39 Centralia over Nemaha Central. Owen Dieters, a 15-point, 11-rebound performance, including the game-winning three with 2 seconds left to lift Centralia to the first win of our doubleheader here this evening. Boys' contest featuring two ranked teams as well. Panthers number 6 in 1A Division 1, Thunder number 6 in Class 3A. Again, thanks for tuning in to our broadcast tonight. Kirk Hillman back in studio. I'm Brandon Tamman. Get anything like the first game here in the boys' contest, and we'll have another good one on tap for you, which we should expect a good ball game here tonight in the boys' contest between Centralia and Nemaha Central. Nemaha Central 2-0, coming off a win on Tuesday against St. Mary's, 60-52. Panthers looking for their first win. They lost to 1A Division II number 1 Hanover on Tuesday night. That final was 63-41. These two teams certainly know each other quite a bit, being very close apart. And last season, Nemaha Central won this game 62-48. They'll try to do the same this season as we're getting set for the start of this one in just a few minutes. Get you the starting lineups momentarily. Believe we got the national anthem coming up in just a second, so we will plan to step aside once we hit that mark. Final couple minutes, final little bit with each coach. Of course, John Thomas, 26-year head coach for Nemaha Central. Cole Alderfer, 7th season for Centralia. The Panthers, 10-10 last year, 7-4 in the TBL. Thunder last season, 14-6, 11-3, and second place in the Big 7. It's our second game of the doubleheader in Centralia hosting Nemaha Central. And it looks like we're going to rock the starting lineups, so let's go ahead and get you tonight's starting lineups in this ball game. We'll start with Nemaha Central. It's been the same into game number 3 now. Carter Lutz, a 6'3 senior, averaging 6 points per game. The Beck twins, Curtis and Marcus, they have been sensational. Curtis, 23.5 points per game and 9 rebounds a contest. His brother Marcus, 15 points per and 15.5 rebounds per game. Cole Hermish is a 6'2 senior, averaging 5 points, nearly 5 rebounds a game. And Sam McWilliams, the 5'10 senior, averaging just over 2 points per game. So for the 2-0 Thunder, it's Lutz, the Beck twins, Hermish, and McWilliams. The Panthers, 0-1, coming off a loss to Hanover on Tuesday. They'll go like this. Trenton Talley is a 6-foot junior. Colton Weir is a 6'1 senior. Presley Bowers, a 6'3 senior. Marshall Tanking is a 5'8 senior. And Brock Reinecke, who didn't start Tuesday but had 11 points to lead Centralia, a 6'1 junior. Reinecke gets the start tonight over Ethan McNally. So again, for Cole Alderfer and the Panthers tonight, it's Talley, Weir, Bowers, Tanking, and Reinecke. Home white uniforms for the Panthers, road purple uniforms for Nemaha Central, and we'll step aside for the national anthem. The tip-off is coming your way next here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
This is Erica Jansen at SBS Insurance in Auburn. Do you consider yourself a safe driver and feel that you should benefit from that with lower auto insurance premiums? Auto insurance companies like Nationwide, Progressive, and Travelers offer telematics. Based on your safe driving, you can see up to a 30% discount. If you want to know more about how your safe driving can save you money, give your local SBS office a call.
SBS Insurance, the home team's pulling for you.
Peru State College makes it easy to go back to school and get your degree online. Peru State, they bring you the classroom. Fully accredited, affordable, accessible. Peru State Online Program. Flexibility delivered. Peru Online Program gives you the freedom to work anywhere with a connection. Go online to take a test drive. Peru State College. Check out the possibilities. Peru has 150 years of academic excellence. Visit peru.edu.
A job is not just a job in this type of business. It's a wonderful feeling to know that the staff is there for my parents, to know that they're well taken care of.
At Life Care Center of Seneca, we consider it an honor to make your family part of ours.
I keep saying I'm going to retire, and I can't leave. There's love in that building, and you can feel that love.
Everyday miracles at Life Care Center of Seneca.
We are having such a good hair day.
Selfie time!
Oh, that reminds me.
That's not a selfie.
I'm taking a picture of this check I just got. With my institution's mobile deposit app, the money goes straight into my free Kasafa checking account.
So, a check selfie?
A selfie?
Oh, no, not a thing.
With state-of-the-art Kasafa checking, you get cash rewards and nationwide ATM withdrawal fee refunds every month you qualify.
Ask for Kasafa at Community National Bank, member FDIC. Qualifications and rules apply. See institution for details.
KMZA.
All right, welcome back. Game two of our doubleheader. The boys' contest with Centralia and Nemaha Central here on 92.1 KMZA. Kirk Hillman, Brandon Tadman with you. Girls' final was 40-39 Centralia. A fantastic ball game, and we are underway in the boys' contest. Nemaha Central controls the opening tip. Carter Lutz to point guard. Right side of Sam McWilliams on the wing. Curls around a screen. Kicks it to Lutz. Left corner. Turns down an open three, instead kicks it back out. Top of the key to Marcus Beck, who steps into a triple, left that one short, and a rebound brought down by Brock Reinecke, the 6'1 junior. No score, just getting going in the first quarter. Here's Trenton Talley, the 6-foot junior, leading the charge. He's guarded by Curtis Beck. Dribbling back and forth around the left wing to the right wing. Now picks up the dribble. Marcus Beck, a near steal, but Talley gets it back. Top of the key now to Bowers. Bowers puts it on the dribble at the elbow. Nearly had it taken away. Puts up a wild shot. Left it short. Rebound Cole Hermish. Here comes Nemaha Central up the floor. Pass tipped out of bounds. It'll stay here with Nemaha Central. Presley Bowers got a hand on it. Not quite a minute into the first quarter. No score. Thunder 2-0, Centralia 0-1. Both these teams ranked this week. That pass deflected and a steal on the inbounds pass. Presley Bowers comes away with the steal. He'll bring it up the floor from left to right. Good matchup there, guarded by Marcus Beck. Man-to-man defense for the Thunder right now. Here's Sally, works it to the left wing. Hands it off to Weir. Weir gets to the free throw line, picks it up at the top of the key. Now left side on the wing to Talley. Baseline drive, left his feet. Gets it out underneath the tanking. Now back out to Bowers at the free throw line. Bouncing it to Weir. Deep left wing three. It's pure. Colton Weir, a triple from downtown. And Centralia out to an early 3-0 lead. 6:22 to go, first quarter. Here's Connor Lutz, the 6'3 senior, averaging 6 points per game through the first two. Here's Marcus Beck, a baseline drive, too easy at the rim, and he lays it in comfortably for the 6'4 senior, Marcus Beck, averaging 15 points and 15.5 rebounds per game. Bowers inside, stepped into a double team, and might have got bailed out with a foul call. It'll be the first against either team. Sam McWilliams picks up the foul. 3-2 Centralia, 2 minutes into this first quarter. It's tanking to throw it in, gets it off short corner right to Reinecke. Turns on the block, throws up a difficult shot. A lot of contact, no call. Hermish the rebound. Here comes Nemaha Central. Here's Marcus Beck. Right wing, top of the key now to McWilliams. McWilliams looks left, now goes right back to Marcus Beck on the right wing. He's guarded by Talley. It's a screen. It's tipped out of bounds. It'll stay here with Nemaha Central with 5:39 to go here in the first. 3-2 Centralia. Good crowd on hand. Girls game was fantastic. Centralia with the win, 40-39. Owen Dieters, 15 points, 11 rebounds. She had a game-winning three with 2 seconds left to lift the Lady Panthers to that victory. Marcus Beck here looking for Luce. His pass off target, out of bounds, so the second turnover by Nemaha Central. Centralia gets it back, 5:33 left in this first, 10-3-2 lead. Here's Trenton Talley, a 6-foot junior, returning starter from a year ago. He had 6 points in the loss to Hanover, all 6 of those points in the fourth quarter. There's a deep three by tanking, and then he is ran into by McWilliams. So McWilliams picks up his second foul just like that, and that's going to call on Wade Leonard, the junior, to come in, and tanking is going to shoot three free throws. First one is up. First one is good. Marshall tanking, a 5'8 senior, 5 points on Tuesday against Hanover. Last season as a sophomore, one of the better distributors, averaged 3 assists per game. He's pure on the first two. It's a 5-2 Centralia lead currently. And Wade Leonard checks in for McWilliams. He's picked up 2 early fouls. No good on the third free throw, and then out of bounds, and we're going to get a foul as that ball was chased down by Presley Bowers. So the possession will stay here for Centralia. Carter Lutz picks up the foul, his first. Team foul number 3, 5-2 Centralia. Not quite 3 minutes into this first quarter. There's Bowers in the right corner, guarded by Marcus Beck. He'll drive baseline on him. Up and under move, no good. Tipped in the air, but a nice pump fake on the rebound. And stick back is good. Colton Weir has 5 points, and that's the lead for Centralia. It's 7-2, 3 minutes into the first. Sluggish start here for the Thunder. Two pretty good wins so far this season against St. Mary's and Perry LeCompton. Loose will fire. That one no good from the left wing. And a rebound pushing up the floor is Trenton Talley. He wants to go coast to coast. Drew some contact, and there's the foul on Lutz. So McWilliams and Lutz now both 2 fouls apiece. That'll put Talley at the line to shoot a pair. Talley had 6 points all in the fourth quarter Tuesday against Hanover. First free throw was up and got the kind roll. That one's good. It's an 8-2 Centralia lead, 4:43 to go in this first quarter. Second free throw for Talley. Off the back iron, no good, and the rebound for Cole Hermish. Here comes Nemaha Central. Leonard, his first touch. High right now with Carter Lutz. Back to Leonard on the right wing. Wants a screen from Marcus Beck. Not much with it. They reverse the basketball. Lutz now on the left wing. Guarded by Reineke. Drives baseline. Nice cutoff there defensively. Bouncing it back to Hermish. Now top of the key to Leonard. Back to Lutz. He'll fire a three deep. This one too strong. Battle for the rebound tips. Ball still on the floor and finally picked up by Leonard. And then I think we're going to get a kick ball, and it will be Nemaha Central basketball as Reineke got his foot underneath it. As Hermish did a nice job keeping that possession alive with the rebound. 4:10 to go in the first. 8-2 Centralia by 6. Curtis to his brother Marcus. Gets it right back. Layup good and the foul. Curtis Beck, his first bucket. That was well earned from his brother Marcus. It's 8-4 and a chance at a 3-point play. How about Curtis Beck in 2 games? 47 points. And he caps off the 3-point play. He's a 69% free throw shooter. And it's cut the Centralia lead to 3 at 8-5. The defense, Leonard coming up with a near steal. Tanking lost it out of bounds. It'll stay here with the Panthers. Under 4 minutes to go here in the first. 8-5 Centralia. 5 points, Colton Weir leading the way on both sides. Valley top of the key, just a few steps in front of the midcourt stripe. Calls out the play. Gets a high ball screen. Had it knocked away. It's taken away by Marcus Beck. He wants to go all the way, and his layup is good. Comes up a little gimpy there. Marcus Beck has 4. 8-7, and there's a turnover by Centralia. Bad pass inside. Here comes Lutz up the floor. Hermish spins inside. Foul, and no, they call a walk. Third turnover on Nemaha Central. Here comes Ethan McNally in for the first time, the 6'1 senior for Centralia. And then we're also going to get Abe Hilbert, a sophomore, who is now checked in for Nemaha Central. Another body inside. Certainly a handful in the JV game, but now getting his first crack here tonight in this ball game. Here's McNally, nearly lost it, near turnover, but gets it back. Reineke high left on the wing. 3 minutes to go, first quarter, 8-7, Centralia by a point. Here's McNally, left, number one guarding number one, Lutz and McNally. Nice little fake. Step in two. Not there. Rebound, Nemaha Central. Brought down by Lutz. Lutz right down the middle. Gets to the free throw line. Backs it out. Top of the key. Hands it off to Curtis Beck. Curtis and Marcus Beck have scored 66% of the points through two games for the Thunder. Hermish inside. Used his body well. Tip try, no good. Offensive rebound by Hermish. Gets it again, no good. And finally a rebound for Trenton Talley. So Hermish and then Marcus Beck all had an opportunity at it. There's good defense inside by Hermish, and then there's a turnover. Lutz takes it all the way. His layup no good, and a whistle and a foul. I think the foul's going to be on Talley. That's his first. This will put Carter Lutz, the 6'3 senior, at the line. He's been perfect at the line this year, 3-for-3. Chance to give his team the lead. 8-7 Centralia, 2:08 to go first quarter. Lutz, 6 points, 3 rebounds per game, and right when I mentioned he hadn't missed, he misses the first free throw. He's a little hobbled here. He looks a little slow to get up after the contact underneath. 6 points, 3 rebounds in the win against St. Mary's on Tuesday. He knocks in the second, so he goes 1-for-2, and we're tied at 8. 2:06 to go, clock moving in the first. Here's Presley Bowers to the right elbow with McNally. Right back to Bowers at the free throw line. He'll go all the way to the 10. No good. And an offensive rebound and then thrown into the backcourt by Weir. And then it's taken away by Leonard. And then finally it's going to skip all the way out of bounds. And they'll say it's... And one of the officials came in late and said it's Centralia ball. The two officials closest to it had no idea. One of them said it's Nemaha Central ball, and the official away from it came back and said, nuh-uh, that is Centralia ball. So Panthers have it, 8-8 tie, minute 40 to go here in the first. Here's McNally left, out top of the key. Bowers gets a high ball screen, gets inside, difficult shot, no good. Then the rebound ripped away by Marcus Beck. Here comes Nemaha Central in an 8-8 tie. He'll step right into a three. That one's bottom. Marcus Beck... His first three of the season, he was 0-3 until that one. And it's a 3-point Nemaha Central lead at 11-8. Final 70 seconds here in the first. He's got 7 in the quarter. That one is kicked, a turnover. Here is a hammer time jam that's missed by Curtis. And then Marcus cleans up the miss and lays it in, and he's got 9. 13-8. A quick by those spurts by Nemaha Central. And then there's another turnover. Here is a layup that is missed again. Curtis Beck. And I think we're going to have a little bit of time here. Kind of an inadvertent whistle there, so it's out of bounds. That was kind of a wild sequence. 45 seconds to go here in the first. It's 13-8 Nemaha Central. Panthers get it back. Curtis Beck has missed 2 bunnies. Both look like he tried to dunk and just was off balance and missed the adjusted layup try. That pass tipped out of bounds. Panthers keep it. 13-8 Nemaha Central. 29 seconds to go here in the first. We'll see how they want to play this. Tanking in the right corner. Back to Bowers at the top of the key. Guarded by Curtis Beck. Splits a double team, throws up a difficult shot, no good. But Talley gets the rebound along two. That one no good. Gets his own miss, bounces it to Reinicke inside, throws up a shot from behind the back, but it's blocked, and then gets his own rebound, and now he's fouled. They get the foul on Abe Hilbert. So Abe Hilbert, the sophomore, this will send Reinicke to the line to shoot two, short on the first, no good. 13-8, Nemaha Central. We got 10 seconds left here in the quarter. Reinicke, second, gets the kind roll. First point for Reinicke. Get a sub into the game. Marcus Heinen, the 6'3 junior for Centralia, is in for the first time. It's a 4-point Nemaha Central lead, 13-9, 8 seconds to go. Here comes Marcus back up the floor, down the middle. They go under the screen. He'll shoot a three. This time not there. Battle for the rebound, and it's tipped away, and that's going to be the end of the first quarter. So Centralia got out to an 8-2 start, but Nemaha Central battles back, and they lead it by 4. 13-9 through 8 minutes. Back in a moment on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
All projects start here at Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware in Seneca. If one of your projects is to keep your home warm with a supply of wood pellets, remember Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware have a supply of premium pellets on hand. Their wood pellets are priced competitively and will provide efficient heat for your pellet burning stove. Stock up on wood pellets today and you'll have peace of mind for keeping everything warm. Remember, your project starts here at Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware in Seneca. Open weekdays 7:30 to 5:30 and Saturdays 8 to noon.
You have new health care coverage options through Kansas Farm Bureau Health Plans and your local Farm Bureau Financial Services agent. No matter what stage of life you are in, you will have options that fit your lifestyle. Plus, our network of providers is one of the largest available throughout the state of Kansas and beyond. For more information and to get a quote, contact Farm Bureau agent Chad Baker at 785-336-2341 or visit kfbhealthplans.com.
KMZA.
13-9, Nemaha Central in front of Centralia. Starting the second quarter of action. Panthers with the basketball. Tally has it. Hands it off to Weir. Curls around the arc from left to right. Top of the key now to Tanking. Tanking looking for a backdoor pass off the foot of Lutz out of bounds. Panthers keep it. Panthers to throw it in underneath their own buckets. Tanking gets it off to Drew Gibbs, who just checked in. Tanking saved it from going out of bounds. Panthers will reset up top with Colton Weir, the 6'1 senior, 5 points to lead the Panthers early. About 30 seconds into the second quarter, 13-9, Nemaha Central. It's out of bounds, and last touch by Centralia. Another turnover. Panthers now with 6. They had 5 in the first quarter. 30 seconds into the second quarter. Thunder get it back there. First possession up 4. 13-9. Marcus Beck, 9 points to lead all scores. Holds it at the right hip. Now curls around the arc. Top of the key. Gets it off to his brother Curtis for 3. This time no good, but an offensive rebound. Stick back is by Cooper Hike, the junior, who's in. 17-9 the score. They gave him a 3 for whatever reason. It should be 16-9, and they make the change there. So actually 15-9 is the score. There's a tough shot inside and then out of bounds underneath. They'll say last touch by Centralia. So Reineke will come back in. He replaces Presley Bowers. 15-9 our score. Centralia trailing. Nemaha Central's largest lead. Centralia jumped out to an 8-2 lead. Nemaha Central fought back and now they lead by 6. 15-9. Under 7 minutes to go until halftime. Here's Lutz. Nice drive. Kick to Hike for 3. Yes! How about Cooper Hike, the junior, quickly into the game. A 2 and a 3. He's got 5. It's 18-9 Thunder. Good defense in the backcourt as Marcus Beck nearly comes away with a steal. Panthers get it into the corner, though. Here's Reineke spins. And we get a whistle and a foul. This one is going to be against Cole Hermisch. That's his first. Team foul number 6 for the rest of the half. Centralia will be in the bonus. We get a whistle and a timeout. Centralia takes it. It's a 30. We'll keep it right here. 6:25 until halftime. Nemaha Central 18. Centralia 9. 9 points for Marcus Beck to lead all scores. Cooper Hike has not played more than 60 seconds. He already has 5 points for the Thunder. Curtis Beck with 3. Carter Lutz with 1. Colton Weir, the leading scorer for the Panthers right now. He's got 5 along with 3 rebounds. And then 2 points by Marshall Tanking, and then a point apiece from Trenton Sally and Brock Reineke. Girls' game was absolutely fantastic. Centralia wins it 40-39. Owen Dieters, a 3-pointer with 2 seconds left to give Centralia the victory. Right now, Nemaha Central in control, 18-9 in the boys' contest. Out of the timeout, Centralia with the basketball trailing. Weir gets to the free throw line. Nearly had it knocked away, but Tanking comes away with it. Tanking spins away from a double team. They reverse it. Gibbs, a short corner. Jay, that is an air ball. And then we get a whistle and a foul. That's going to send Gibbs to the free throw line to shoot two. He was fouled on the jump shot. It's on Carter Luke. That is his third. For the 6'3 senior guard with three fouls. They're going to say it's on the floor. But that should be the seventh foul, so it should be free throws regardless. It's going to be a 1-1. Coming up for Drew Gibbs, the 6-foot junior. He had 2 points in the loss to Hanover on Tuesday. He'll step to the line to shoot a 1-1. His team trailing 18-9 early on in the second quarter. Here against Nemaha Central. Thunder are 2-0, number 6 in 3A. Gibbs knocks in the first free throw. His first point, 18-10. Nemaha Central won this matchup last year, 62-48. Gibbs is good on both. He's got two. Lead cut to 7, 18-11 with 6:10 to go in the half. So you have the Becks, Hike, Kermish, and McWilliams on the floor. Haven't seen Sam McWilliams since early in the first. He picked up two quick fouls and went right to the bench. And he's back on the floor. Here's Marcus. Beck swings it to the left corner. McWilliams nearly had it knocked away by Tanking. Good defense there. And get it all the way back out top of the key to Marcus Beck. Head of steam drive, a lot of length, and he'll lay it in. Marcus Beck with 11. He's taken over here in the first half, and he's got just as many points himself as Centralia does as a team. 20-11, Nemaha Central. Here's Tanking with it. Spins away from a defender. Nice bounce pass to the short corner, but out of bounds, and it will be another Centralia turnover. Three in the quarter, eight in the first half. 5:50 to go here until halftime. A 20-11 Nemaha Central lead. Here's Curtis Beck around a screen, split through two and a blocked shot, but he gets the whistle and the call. So he'll shoot two. The Centralia foul on... Looks like it's Reese Tanking who picked up the foul. 6'2 sophomore into the game. Curtis Beck off on the first free throw, no good. He is now 10 of 14 at the line so far this season. Second on the way. That one is no good. He missed them both, but Cole Hermish, the rebound. Hermish has not scored, but he has 7 first-half rebounds. Here's Curtis. Another drive. Reverse layup, no good. Trying to get his own rebound. Still fighting for it. Tipped out of bounds. It'll stay with Nemaha Central. So the Thunder keep it. Up 9, 20-11. 5:27 to go until halftime. McWilliams to throw it in for Nemaha Central. Shaded left side of his own backboard. Hike steps back for a three. Caught all air, no good. But a backside rebound brought down. Second chance opportunity. Tipped up, no good. Out of bounds, and it will be Centralia basketball. So Curtis and Marcus both had opportunities on offensive rebounds. And stick backs, they missed them both. Fortunate for the Panthers, they get it back, but they're down 9, 20-11, with 5:15 to go until the half. Here's Tally up the floor, guarded by Marcus Beck. He has it stripped and taken away by Curtis. He'll take it all the way. His layup is good. Block and the foul. Foul's going to be on Marshall Tanking. That's going to be his first. And for Curtis Beck, he's got 5. And a chance for a 3-point play. It's a double-up lead right now for Nemaha Central, 22-11. They are off and running here in the first half. He missed the free throw. And Reese Tanking able to get the rebound for Centralia. See if they have some kind of a push here. Still 4:55 left until halftime. 22-11, Nemaha Central in front. They've been in control. They led 13-9 at the end of one. This man-to-man defense, a lot of pressure. Contrilia has had some troubles with it. Reineke, a hard drive, and he'll get the whistle. He got the call. Two shots coming up for Brock Reineke. Cooper Hike picks up the foul, his first. Team foul number 8. So Reineke at the line. He's one of two from the stripe so far. His only point in the contest tonight. Got a couple of rebounds as well. Led Centralia on Tuesday with 11. And the loss to Hanover. He knocks that one down. He's got two. Here comes Holden Bass, the sophomore, into the game. Big-bodied sophomore for Nemaha Central. Reineke's second free throw on the way. The lefty missed this one. And the rebound chased down in the corner by Talley. So a second-chance opportunity here for Centralia, down 10. Not quite the halfway point here in the second quarter. Tipped out of bounds by Curtis Beck. Panthers keep it. Nemaha Central outscoring Centralia 9-3 here in the second quarter. Lead it by 10. There's a near turnover. Tipped out of bounds once again. This man-to-man defense, very aggressive here. Make a pass if you're Centralia. Get some backdoor cuts in there. A lot of deflections by Nemaha Central to this point. There's a near travel by Tanking, but got away with one. Here's Reese Tanking. His three-point attempt is blocked. And the rebound for Hike gets it up the floor. How about this little give and go? Reverse layup, no good. It's out of bounds. It'll stay here with Nemaha Central as Curtis is looking for his brother Marcus on a nice little give and go, but another missed one right at the rim. Nemaha Central leads by 10, but they have missed quite a few short shots inside. Here's Presley Bowers back into the game, replacing Reineke. 4:06 to go until the half. It is 22-12. Nemaha Central by 10 with the ball, their half of the floor. Over the top pass, gets it off the Hike. Gets to the left elbow. Kicks it out to Marcus Beck. Drives baseline right. Caught by a double team. And we get a whistle and a 3-second call as Bass didn't get out of the lane. It's a turnover by Nemaha Central. They're fourth of the game. Gives it back to Centralia with under 4 minutes to go until halftime. 22-12, Nemaha Central. Here's Talley, left side on the wing. Slowly working back to the top of the key. Picks up the dribble. Throws it towards Reese Tanking. Ball hits the deck. Out of bounds. I believe it stays here with Centralia at will. Talley to throw it in. Another sub. Marshall Tanking back into the game. He'll replace Talley. Got 3:42 left here in the second. Marshall to throw it in. Gets it out top of the key to Reese Tanking. Top of the key to Paxton Bauer. So a young lineup in the game right now for Centralia. That's a foul on Cooper Hike. That's his second, going for a steal. So in the bonus, we'll put Marshall Tanking at the line to shoot a 1-1. 2 points on 2 of 3 at the line here in the first half for the 5'8 senior. His free throw is out, no good. A rebound to Holden Bass. And this one is kicked in the air and then stays, comes down, and Nemaha Central keeps it. 22-12, their lead is 10, under 3:25 to go here in the second corner. And then McWilliams turns it over, lost it into the backcourt. And just an over and back call, so turnover number 5 on Nemaha Central. Hike comes out as Hermish checks back in. Kind of a lull offensively here for both of these teams. Little stretch here in the second. There's a difficult shot and a drive by Presley Bowers. Got bailed out with the contact, so he'll earn a chance at the free throw line. McWilliams, who picked up 2 early ones, now has 3. Double bonus the rest of the way for Centralia. They trail by 10, 22-12, 3:08 left here in the second. So Presley Bowers a chance trying to get his first points of the game tonight. He had 6 on Tuesday against Hanover. He makes the first. 22-13. So McWilliams has to go out, three fouls, and now we see Gavin Kane, a junior, step into the game for Nemaha Central. So they dove a little bit deeper into the bench here tonight so far early. Bowers goes 2 for 2. He's got 2, and the lead is 8 for the Thunder at 22-14, coming up on the final 3 minutes here in the second quarter. Bass wants a screen for Curtis Beck. Not much with it. Curtis just a couple lazy dribbles, gets it off to Hermish. Right side now to Marcus Beck. Marcus Beck works around the arc, top of the key, holding Bass. Thought about it, turned it down. Hands it off to Kane, who just checked in. Right side to Marcus. Wants a little give and go. Now Bass back at the top of the key. Here's now Curtis Beck, left side on the wing, behind the back dribble. Not much with the screen. Down to 2.5 minutes to go here until the half. Here's Kane. Works around a screen. Now Bass gets it right back. Same spot, top of the key. Not doing much when he gets it. Now Curtis Beck gets it. He wants a baseline drive left. Cut off by a double team. Bass at the block. Tried to find Curtis inside. Instead gets it right back. Takes it all the way. His shot's up no good, and they get an offensive foul called on Bass. That'll be his first. Turnover number 6. Kind of a wild sequence there. Centralia gets the ball back. Reinecke's going to check back in for Centralia, replacing Bowers. So with 2:13 to go here in the second, Nemaha Central with a 22-14 lead on Centralia. Top of the key to Weir. Weir between the rings. Now trying to work on Kane. Gets it to Reinecke. The lefty will fire a right wing 3. This one no good. A rebound brought down by Gavin Kane, the junior. Gets it up the floor. Curtis Beck thought about a 3. Instead, Kane will fire straight on. Off the front rim, no good. Another rebound for Hermish, and he lays it in with some mustard on it. Cole Hermish, his first bucket, but he's got 8 rebounds. He's had multiple offensive rebounds, and the lead's back to 10, 24-14. Into the right corner, Weir has it. Baseline drive on Kane, stops underneath. Kicks it back out, right corner, Bowers for 3, that one no good, a rebound for Marcus Beck, who's had a good first half, 11 points, 5 boards. He'll spin, fire, that's got to be an offensive foul, it is. Marshall Tanking draws the foul on Marcus Beck, that's his first. Player control foul. 3 subs into the game, McNally, Trenton Talley, and Drew Gibbs all checking in for Centralia. Down to 1:17 left until the half, 24-14, Nemaha Central. We'll see who wins the last 77 seconds here in the second. Panthers up the floor, it's Talley. Near side of the floor, works it far side, left side to McNally, on the wing. Crossing over, gets to the free throw line, we'll get it off to Tanking for 3, that one's buried. Marshall Tanking from downtown. His first field goal, he's got 5, and it's 24-17. Panthers back to within 7. 52 seconds to go until the half. They get it to Bass inside. Layup, offensive foul. That one I'm not sure about. Holden Bass picks up his second. And the Panthers get it back. 45 seconds to go until the half. Chipping away. They're down 7, 24-17. Marshall Tanking just hits a 3. The lead tally open from downtown. This time it's not there, but he gets his own rebound. Working inside. Reinecke gets it at the block, and he'll turn and shoot and get fouled. Marcus Beck the foul, his second. Reinecke to shoot 2. He's 2 for 4 at the line. 2 points, couple of rebounds. 33 seconds remaining in the second quarter. His first free throw's up and in. He's got 3. 24-18. Trillia slowly coming back. Cooper Hike checking in for Marcus Beck, who has 2 fouls here in the first half. Leads all scorers with 11. Reinecke's second is off, no good, and another rebound for Cole Hermish. Dominated the glass. Nice pass inside to Bass. His layup good. Nice transitional game there by Nemaha Central. 26-18, final 21 seconds here until the half. Here's McNally. Now 15 seconds on the right wing. Banking, left side to Gibbs. Now 11 seconds. McNally, top of the key, looks up at the clock. He'll shoot a three. Short. Rebound. Holden Bass. 5 seconds to go. Nemaha Central can get it. Here's Cooper Hike. Shovels it to Kane for the three. Off the side backboard, no good, and that's the end of the first half. Centralia fighting, but it's Nemaha Central with an 8-point advantage. 26-18, our halftime coverage. As always, it is presented by Wilson Direct Motors and Tires, 7 miles west of Holton on K-16. If you want the best, you gotta get out of town. 7 miles, or I should say 110% price match guarantee. It is 7 miles west of Holton on Highway 16. Boys game at the half. Nemaha Central 26, Centralia 18. Our halftime coverage begins after a timeout on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
When you want tires, you want top brands at rock-bottom prices. So in the Holton area, you got to get out of town to Wilson's Direct Motors and Tires. The others with a similar name are not the same. If your tire shop doesn't have Direct in the name, you'll pay too much. For unbeatable prices and unbeatable service, head to Wilson's Direct Motors and Tires, 5 minutes west of Holton.
There's only one, Wilson's Direct Motors and Tires. Get out of town.
WilsonsDirectTires.com.
Peru State College, Nebraska's first college, is investing in your success. Peru State College offers one tuition for all, as well as free academic support for all students. Peru offers online classes as well. Peru State College, investing in you. With Peru State College, get your degree online or on campus. Peru State College, investing in you, because at Peru State College, you can get your degree online or on campus. Get a higher education at Peru State College.
Whether you're going to spend your time on the golf course or jetting off to some popular vacation spots or simply spending time with your family, it's time to start saving for that nest egg, and United Bank and Trust can help you do that with an IRA. Offering a full line of IRAs, United Bank and Trust has trained professionals to help you begin planning for your future. On the course, on the road, or at home, United Bank and Trust. Banking for your way of life, member FDIC.
There's something easy you can do to save energy and money. It's insulating your home with Owens Corning Insulation from Suther Building Supply in Seneca. A properly insulated home can save you up to 20% on your heating and cooling energy bills. These days, that's real money. Almost 80 million American homes are under-insulated, so odds are your home's a candidate for more insulation. And Owens Corning makes insulating easy. So what's stopping you? Call Suther Building Supply today, 336-2255, for a free quote.
This is the Wilson Direct Motors and Tires Halftime Show. If you want the best, you have to get out of town. Head to Wilson Direct Motors and Tires, 7 miles west of Holton on Highway 16, home of the 110% price match guarantee.
Halftime in the second game of our doubleheader. Nemaha Central leading at Centralia, our score 26-18. Both quarters were 13-9 advantages. Nemaha Central 13-9 first quarter and another 13-9 slate in quarter number two for a 26-18 halftime lead for Nemaha Central. Again, our halftime coverage presented by Wilson Direct Motors and Tires. Let's get you some first half numbers. For the Nemaha Central, 8-point lead. Marcus Beck leading the way, 11 points and 5 rebounds. Curtis Beck has 5. Cooper Hike with a quick 5 off the bench in the second quarter. And then 2 points apiece from Cole Hermish, Holden Bass. And then Carter Lutz had 1 point. He's starting point guard, but he was also saddled with foul trouble. He picked up 3 fouls and had to spend quite a bit of time on the bench in the first half. But mentioning Cole Hermish, he had 2 points, but he had 9 rebounds, and 4 of those, I believe, offensive rebounds. So despite Cole Hermish just 2 points, he has certainly been a factor, 9 rebounds, as Nemaha Central is out-rebounding Centralia 21-13. And the only reason Centralia really has a chance in this game, they have kept it close, is due to free throw shooting. Nemaha Central shot just 2 of 6. From the free throw line in the first half, Centralia was 10 of 16. Panthers were led in scoring by Weir and Marshall Tanking. They both had 5. 3 from Brock Reinecke, at two apiece from Presley Bowers and Drew Gibbs, and then also a point from Trenton Talley. Mentioned the rebound numbers, 21-13 advantage for the Thunder. Panthers turned it over 9 times. Nemaha Central turned it over 7 times. At the half, Nemaha Central 26, Centralia 18. More halftime coverage after this on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Nemaha Valley Community Hospital and Seneca Family Practice would like to wish you and your family health and happiness this holiday season. Throughout the entire year, we strive to stay focused on our mission of providing personalized, compassionate health care to those in Nemaha County and the surrounding communities. And as we step into 2022, we want you to know that Nemaha Valley Community Hospital and Seneca Family Practice are here for you and your family. We are people you know and care you trust.
You know them. If you live around here, you've done business with them. Sutter Building Supply in Seneca is the place to go when you've got a project in mind. They carry all brands you trust, like Mohawk, Wilsonart, Larson, CertainTeed, Valspar, and Owings Corning. They even carry Holland Grills, so you can celebrate a job well done. Visa, MasterCard, and Discover accepted. Area do-it-yourselfers and pros know Sutter Building Supply in Seneca is the place to go.
Ho, 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 ho! Merry Christmas from Midwest Crop Insurance of Seneca. Beth and Fran wanted me to give you this message for them, that they hope the Christmas season finds you surrounded by family and friends during this most joyous time of the year. Ho, ho, ho. And since they've been such good girls this year, I said I'd deliver the message myself. Midwest Crop Insurance wishes everyone a Merry Christmas. Ho, 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 ho.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu, the local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
Your home for Northeast Kansas high school sports, Kansaland Radio.
Halftime coverage continues here on 92.1 KMCA, presented by Wilson Direct Motors and Tires. Boys game at the half. Nemaha Central leading Centralia 26-18. Marcus Beck, the leading scorer for the Thunder, 11 points and 5 rebounds, 5 apiece by Centralia's Colton Weir and Marshall Tanking. If you're just joining us, well, you missed a heck of a game in the first contest. The Centralia girls getting the win 40-39. Game they trailed pretty much for the majority of it, though no team had a lead bigger than 7. But when it came down to crunch time, it was Owen Dieters, the freshman, who had a big-time 3 with 2 seconds left that gave Centralia a 1-point lead. And then Mackenzie Henry had a chance from straight on to win the game at the buzzer for Nemaha Central, but it fell short. The Lady Thunder dropped their first game 2-1 on the year. And Owen Dieters, 15 points, 11 rebounds, and the game-winning 3 gave the Lady Panthers a 2-0 record here to start the year. So it was a great first game in the girls' contest. The boys' game right now, Nemaha Central 26, Centralia 18 at the half. A final 2-minute timeout. Our halftime coverage has been brought to you by Wilson Direct Motors and Tires. Second half coming up next on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
As your community bank, we offer a different approach to financial service. When you become a customer, you become a friend. Like any good friend, we're dedicated to giving you the financial answers and solutions that you and your family deserve. We'll do our best to help you achieve your financial goals. We're an equal housing lender. First Heritage Bank. In Centralia, Corning, Seneca, and Vermilion. Member FDIC. Online at 1hbank.com.
For more than 67 years, Community Healthcare System has been committed to supporting a lifetime of health and well-being for your whole family. Their dedicated family medicine team offers a full range of healthcare services at 7 convenient locations and same-day appointments with the local providers you know and trust. Call today at 785-889-4272 or check chcsks.org to learn more about how Community Healthcare System brings life and health to the whole community.
You've seen the bumper stickers. You know, like, I break for garage sales, I break for dolphins, or I break for aliens. If your State Farm agent had a bumper sticker, it would probably say, I break for auto insurance. Because your agent's always ready to stop and listen to you, so you get the coverage you need to help life go right. That's why people have trusted State Farm with their auto insurance for more than 90 years. So next time you have a break, let's talk.
In Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska, see Tom Hilbert in Seneca. Licensed in Kansas and Nebraska.
Toys on sale now at Hine and True Value Farm Supplies in downtown Seneca. Hine and True Value is featuring all their toys marked down 20% through the end of December. But hurry in for best selection while supplies last. Hinans have all the name brand toys like Ertl, Big Farm, Tommy, Brooder, and several others. And they carry many different sizes and scales. And remember, right now, save 20% on all in-stock toys at Hine and True Value Farm Supplies. Open weekdays 7:30 to 5 and Saturdays 7:30 to noon at 307 Main, downtown Seneca.
Your home for Northeast Kansas sports. Your sports authority. Kansaland Radio.
Thanks for tuning in. We're back. Start of the second half. It's a quick tie-up and a jump ball. Nemaha Central losing the possession to start the third quarter. Panthers get it back. 16 seconds into the third. 26-18. Nemaha Central with the lead. Now Panthers get their first crack offensively here in the third. Break a little bit of pressure. Bowers to tanking in the right corner for three. A little high, no good. Off the back iron. Offensive rebound and stick back is no good. And then Sam McWilliams finally able to pull it away. And here comes Nemaha Central with Marcus back up the floor. Gets it to his brother Curtis. Right back to Marcus. Give and go. Layup pure. 13 and the beautiful dime by Curtis to find his brother Marcus on the cut. Pass tipped out of bounds. It'll stay with Centralia. 28-18. The lead is 10 for Nemaha Central. Reese tanking. Wasn't ready for that pass, but able to gather that one in. Finds a cutting Presley Bowers. Gets underneath. Tries to reverse. Layup no good. Rebound Curtis back. Quiet half for Curtis. Came in averaging 23 a game. He just had 5 in the first half. There's a missed 3 by Lutz. And a rebound for Colton Weir. Panthers with it. Down 10. 28-18. We've played a minute 20 here in the third. They want Bowers inside. Good defense by Curtis Beck. Forcing it back out to the top of the key. Here on the right wing. And I think Cole Aldifer has seen enough of the non-movement offensively. And he's going to call a timeout. See if it's a 30 or if it's a full. It is a 30, so we'll go ahead and keep it right here. 6.5 minutes to go here in the third. It's Nemaha Central 28 and Centralia 18. Don't forget, after our broadcast tonight, Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show, Brian Hurt, Kirk Kilman, get you caught up on all the scores from our area games tonight. A lot of good ones, no doubt. Our first game tonight was really good. Came down to the wire. Centralia winning 40-39. Certainly still plenty of time for Centralia in the boys game here, but they certainly have struggled their fair share of offensive possessions. They're down 10, 28-18, under 6.5 minutes to go here in the third. Out of the timeout. Top of the key with Reineke. Gets it to the left elbow. That should be a charge. It is. He went in. Way out of control. Good defense by Hermish. Reineke picks up the charge, his first foul, and 10 turnovers now by Centralia. So here comes Carter Lutz, the 6'3 senior. Gets a high ball screen, gets to the left elbow, had it knocked away and stolen. 9 turnovers for Nemaha Central. Here's Weir. Back out to Tally. Takes it from the left wing. His shot partially blocked at the rim by Curtis Beck. Gets it off to his brother Marcus. Marcus tips it out to McWilliams. Curls in the lane. He wants a shot. He'll put it up. No good. How about another rebound for Hermish? And then his shot is up and no good. And a rebound for Tally. Still 28-18. Nemaha Central. 5:40 to go. Good. Over the top pass. Layup missed. Reineke again throws it up to nobody. And Lutz, or I should say that was Hermish again, with another rebound. Inside, Curtis Beck, too easy at the rim. No contest. It's 30-18. The lead is 12. The pressure, three-fourths court. Here's Talley all the way to the rim, lays it up. Trenton Talley, his first field goal. He's got three. And it's back to 10. Omaha Central 30, Centralia 20. Coming up on 5 minutes to go here in the third. Nice backdoor cut. Easily done as Marcus Beck, he misses, or I should say, got behind Talley. The assist by his brother Curtis. Lead back to 12. If we get a foul on Hermish here, we do. That's his second. Hermish has 2 points, but he has 11 rebounds. So he is certainly contributing outside of the scoring department. A lot of those have been on the offensive end as well. Here is a drive by Bowers. He got blocked, but gets it right back and puts it up and in. 4 points for Presley Bowers. Back to 10. Omaha Central with it. Here's a left wing three that just grazes the front of the rim, but Lutz gets the rebound and puts it up and in. Carter Lutz, who saddled by foul trouble in the first half, gets his first bucket. He's got three. 34-22, Omaha Central. Bowers had it tipped into the backcourt. That one is stolen by Marcus Beck. His layup is no good. A lot of contact underneath. No call. Presley Bowers comes away with the rebound. Here's Talley, spins away, and a whistle and a foul. It's going to be on Curtis Beck. That's his first. Team foul number two. Curtis pleading his case, said he didn't think it was a foul. Talley tripped over him. The 34-22 Omaha Central lead. Then we get a whistle and a foul. This is going to be on McWilliams, I believe, as he ran through Reinicke trying to set a screen on him. So McWilliams now with four fouls. He is not done a whole lot. He picked up a couple in the first and went quickly to the bench, and his minutes have been scattered. Now he's out there with four. Here's a pull-up two from the left corner. That one is good. Trenton Talley now with five, and the lead back to 10. 34-24. Under 4 minutes to go here in the third quarter. Top of the key, Curtis Beck hands it off. They wanted the five count, no call. Carter Lutz now will back up. Couple steps in front of the midcourt stripe, guarded by Marshall Tanking. Here's McWilliams, 18'2". Left it short from straight on. Rebound Reinicke. Reinicke wants to push here to the near side. Hesitates. Nice ball fake. Gets to the rim. Draws the contact and the foul. This one, Curtis Beck, his second. Good fundamentals by Reinicke there. He'll earn trip to the line to shoot two. 34-24. It's a 10-point Omaha Central lead. 3:14 left here in the third. A near air ball on that free throw. Just grazed the front of the rim. Reinicke will try the second. This one too long. And a rebound for Carter Lutz. Here's Gavin Kane back into the game for Omaha Central. They lead it by 10, 34-24, 3 minutes to go here in the third quarter. We're going to get an offensive foul. It's going to be on Cole Hermish, who set an illegal screen. He wasn't set. Just kind of ran into the defender and then took off towards the bucket. Good call by the official. 10 turnovers now by Omaha Central. Final 3 minutes to go here in the third. Panthers with the ball down 10, 34-24. It was 26-18 Thunder at the half, and it's 34-24 right now. Wild shot inside by Bowers, and another Cole Hermish rebound. Dominating the glass here in this ball game. Here's Kane, gets to the free throw line. Left side extended pass to Curtis Beck, and now we get a whistle. I think a foul underneath, away from the ball. And it's Hermish again who gets called for the foul. And now we're going to get a whistle and a timeout in Omaha Central. Thunder take a full 34-24 their lead, 2:34 left here in the third. We'll take a quick timeout, back in a moment on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
This is Shelton Jones, pharmacist. You've probably been hearing about the benefits of fish oils, and you're wondering if all the hype is for real. The fact is that fish oils are one of the most researched and proven natural supplements available today. The benefits of omega-3s from fish are numerous, and the FDA even considers omega-3s heart healthy. Medical Arts is pleased to offer Nordic Naturals Beer Fish Oils, which we believe to be the best in the business. Come in today and pick up a free pamphlet on the benefits of omega-3 fatty acids. We're located at 701 Main Street in Seneca. Thank you for listening.
The answer is yes. SBS.
At SBS Insurance, we believe in service beyond the sale. We are fortunate to have multiple competitive companies to quote your personal, farm, business, and life insurance needs. By taking advantage of our annual renewal review, you can rest assured that you have the right coverage for the most competitive rate. Contact your local SBS office today to see how we can provide you service beyond the sale.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
Out of the timeout, Centralia with the basketball, nearly getting a turnover. We get a whistle and some bodies hitting the floor near midcourt. And it's going to be Nemaha Central basketball. So Centralia out of the timeout with a quick turnover, their 12th turnover of the game. Nemaha Central gets it back with a 10-point lead, 34-24, with 2:20 to go here in the third. Inbound to Carter Lutz, cross the timeline, between the legs, dribble, waist high. Right side on the wing to Marcus Beck. Beautiful little give and go to his brother Curtis, and that's too easy. The chemistry between those two really on display here in the third quarter. 36-24, Nemaha Central by 12. Marcus with 15, Curtis now with 9. To the right corner, another tanking three. This one's an air ball. Rebound Marcus Beck, and he wants to push. Gets it to Lutz. He'll take it all the way. Tip, partially blocked, but then a rebound saved by Kane. And then there's a three from straight on. That's Curtis Beck. He's got 12. And it's the largest lead at 15 at 39-24. Does Centralia have any kind of answer to get back into this game? There's still time. Nemaha Central has dominated the third quarter. There's another turnover as Lutz comes away with a steal. Takes it up himself. Gets it off to Marcus. Lays it in. Count it and the foul. That was Curtis Beck. Now with 14 in the game. It's now 41-24. Transition has just been the difference maker. Bowers with two fouls. Now some subs checking in. McNally back into the game. Paxton Bowers as well. Drew Gibbs has checked in for Centralia. As Curtis Beck try to cap off a three-point play, join his brother with 15. He does. So the Becks right now have 30 of the 42 points. Mentioned earlier in the broadcast through the first two games that Curtis and Marcus had scored 66% of the team's points in two games. They have 30 of the 42 here tonight in game three. There's an easy layup inside, break in the press, and Reese Tanking has his first bucket, 42-26. Final 55 seconds here in the third. They want to go inside, and there's a whistle and a foul. They go inside to Abe Hilbert, the sophomore. I believe is going to earn a trip to the free throw line. They get McNally on the foul. That is his first, team foul number three. So Abe Hilbert, a sophomore, will shoot two. He played a little bit in the first half. His first free throw is up and no good, left it short. There's 51 and a half seconds here left in the third. Nemaha Central has extended their lead out to 16, 42-26. Hilbert second. That one no good. Rebound Presley Bowers, so an 0-for-2 trip by Hilbert. Centralia with it, down 16 with 45 seconds to go here in the third. McNally curls in the lane, kicks it to Gibbs, left corner. Reversing the basketball now, right wing to Bowers. Pass inside, out of bounds. And Centralia last touched it. They turn it over. Now 14 TOs in the game for Centralia. 35 seconds to go here in the third. A big lead now for Nemaha Central at 16, and they have the ball. Lutz, a high ball screen, gets it from Curtis Beck. Kind of back things out, looking like they want to settle and play for the final shot. Gets it off to Marcus, back to Lutz. Gives it right back to Marcus, top of the key. Picks it up at the right elbow. Now 17 seconds to go. Yeah, they want to play for the final shot here. McNally is guarding Marcus Beck in between the rings out high. Lazy pass tipped into the backcourt, stolen by McNally. McNally left his feet, and his layup is good. Ethan McNally, 1 second to go. Lutz, this will count if it goes. No good, too strong. That is the end of the third quarter. Nemaha Central extending their lead out. They lead Centralia 42-28. Final 8 minutes, I should say, coming your way next after a quick timeout on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
If one of your projects is getting everything winterized around your farm or home, you can depend on Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware in Seneca. They have all the winter supplies you need, like ice melt, tube sand, heaters, antifreeze, heat tape for your water pipes, insulation of all kinds, and be comfortable this winter with window kits to stop those drafts. When it comes to making everything work better this winter, your winterizing projects start here at Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware in Seneca.
So, what's new at Peru State?
More opportunities.
With today's most in-demand career paths.
Like criminal justice,
education,
business administration,
and pre-med.
Plus new sports, clubs, and activities to enhance your four-year journey.
More flexibility in how you attend class.
On campus or online.
With no classes on Fridays. And low tuition. Peru State is one of the lowest cost four-year degrees in the nation.
Peru State College. Schedule a tour at peru.edu/tour.
So, what else is new at Peru?
How about you?
92.1 FM, KMZA.
Start of the fourth quarter, Centralia trailing Nemaha Central 42-28. Thunder with the ball to start the final 8 minutes. Nemaha Central outscored Centralia 16-10 in the third, turning an 8-point lead into a 14-point lead. There's a pass deflected out of bounds. Last touch by the Thunder. They turn it over. And the Panthers get their first crack here in the fourth quarter. 15 seconds in, 42-28, Nemaha Central. Now showing some pressure here in the full court. Leonard is checked back into the game. There's a near steal by Curtis Beck. Here's Gibbs. He'll set it up for three, and he'll knock one down. Big shot for Drew Gibbs. He's got five, and the lead is 11 at 42-31. We played 40 seconds here in the fourth quarter. Here's Carter Lutz, the 6'3 senior. Gets it off to Cooper Hike. He's back into the game as well. Marcus to his brother Curtis, who fades along too. That one no good. Rebound Drew Gibbs. Here's Paxton Bowers in the left corner. Gets it back out to Gibbs. Get it to within single digits with a bucket here. McNally all the way to the 10. A difficult shot. Gets the guy and roll off the rim. And a quick 5 points. For Centralia to start the fourth quarter, and it's 42-33. It's back to within nine. Here's Lutz for three. In and out, no good. Battle for the rebound, and it's brought down by Paxton Bowers. Centralia up the floor. Gibbs. Now top of the key to McNally. 42-33. 6.5 minutes to go in the ball game. Uh-oh, here's Marcus Beck with a steal. Instead of a dunk try, he'll lay this one in. And Marcus Beck with 17 points, the lead back to 11, 44-33 on the lazy pass, steal, and bucket. Half-court pressure here. Near steal by Hike. Here is a long two, and then an offensive rebound by McNally is stuck back up, no good. And then Hike pulls down the rebound. Here comes Centralia. He wants to go coast-to-coast. He'll draw the foul. Stops the clock at 6:02. Gibbs the foul is first. So this will send Cooper Hike to the free throw line to shoot two. He's got 5 points, three rebounds. First free throw up, first free throw good. He's got six. A season high early on. He had 4 points in the first two games, 4 points in both games. So came into the game averaging four. He's got six now. Chance to make it seven, 45-33. And he missed that one. Still a 12-point game. Centralia trailing, under 6 minutes to go in the fourth. Reineke got away with a walk. Gets it off to Reese tanking. Now Trenton Talley has it top of the key. They want to pass inside. Good cut there by Gibbs. His shot tipped, blocked. And then a rebound by Reineke, who throws it up and no good. But he draws the foul, and he'll earn a trip to the free throw line for two. 3 of 8 at the line is Reineke so far tonight. Curtis Beck picks up the foul as third. So Reineke, 3 of 8 at the line. Those are there's only 3 points in the game. Now make it 3 of 9. So Centralia struggling at the line. Certainly it's what kept them in the game in the first half. And the other one is short, too. So now 3 of 10 is Reineke at the line. Here's Marcus Beck, short corner left. Now top of the key, it's Wade Leonard. Now loose to a cutting Marcus. Too easy, lays it in, and one. He's got 19. Reese tanking is called for the foul, his second. Weir, Presley Bowers, and Marshall Tanking are all going to check back in for Centralia. The lead is 14, 47-33, 5:23 to go in the game. Marcus with 19 points and 7 rebounds. It's his first trip to the free throw line. He's 6 of 7 at the line this season. Make it 6 of 8. He's strong there. Rebound for Talley. So a 14-point Nemaha Central lead coming up on 5 minutes to go in the game. Here's Bowers. Hands it off to Weir in the corner. Little give and go to Presley Bowers. Lost it. And a steal. Another turnover. Here's Lute. Gets under a defender. His layup is no good. But on the backside, it's Curtis Beck with the rebound and stick back. And it's the largest lead. 49-33. It's 16. Presley Bowers inside. Missed the layup. Gets his own rebound. Second chance, no good. And then that time, it's ripped away by Cooper Hike. Nemaha Central gets it back. Certainly slow things down, but here's Marcus a drive, and he'll draw the body and the foul. 4:35 left in the game. Nemaha Central in control. They lead 49-33. Marcus going right back to the line to shoot two. Fouls on Presley Bowers. Third foul on him, team foul number 6. Rest of the way, both teams in the bonus. Marcus, first free throw up and in. He's got 20. He scored 12 against Perry LeCompton. He had 18 points, 15 rebounds Tuesday against St. Mary's. Right now he's got 20 and 7. I think it's 21 and 7. And we get a whistle and a timeout by Nemaha Central. Full timeout. We'll follow suit. Thunder in control, leading Centralia 51-33, 4:35 left in the ball game. Back in a moment on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
The overall mission of the rehab team is always what is best for the patient and how we can facilitate maximum potential from every resident that we work with.
All I have to do is think about what I was before and what I am now, and I don't ever want to go back to that original situation. Well, the most important thing to me is that I'm allowed to do whatever I want to do, you know.
Life Care Center of Seneca, helping our friends and neighbors get better faster. Call 785-336-3528.
Have you noticed that banking is this big corporate thing? To these mega banks, you're just an account number. And no one seems to even notice. You're so wrapped up in other things. Well, snap out of it! There's a movement to take back control. To take back financial freedom. To take back banking. Kasafa is checking that rewards you for doing everyday things that you're already doing anyway. So join the movement. Take back banking with Kasafa.
Ask for Kasafa at Community National Bank, member FDIC. Qualifications and rules apply. See institution for details.
FM KMZA.
Out of the timeout, Nemaha Central in control. Tip one up in the air, and they force a quick turnover. They want to push it up the floor. Lutz will back it out into the left corner. Here's Leonard, and he draws an offensive foul. So Wade Leonard picks up the foul, turns it over. Panthers get it back, but the Thunder extending their lead out. They lead it by 18, 51-33, just 4:16 left in the game, so the Panthers are running out of time. The Thunder have led it since they battled back. Centralia opened the game up 8-2. Here's a whistle and a foul. But once Nemaha Central battled back and took the lead from there, Carter Lutz picks up his fourth. So this will put Reinicke at the line for a 1-1. Reinicke just 3 of 10 at the line tonight. Head coach John Thomas for Nemaha Central just confirming that they had made the correct call with the foul. They did. It's Lutz, and it's four. So Reinicke at the line for a 1-1. He has struggled at the stripe. This time it's good. So he's got four. He'll get the bonus. 51-34, Nemaha Central. 4:07 left in the game. Once again, it's the Beck twins. Marcus, 21 points. Curtis with 17. Reinicke, 2 for 2 there. He's got 5, and it's 51-35. Halfway gone, halfway to go here in the fourth. There's a whistle. They call a carry on Lutz, so a turnover. We'll give it back to Centralia. Nemaha Central will continue to show pressure here in the full court. It's Marshall tanking up the floor. Reverse layup try, no good. Presley Bowers grabbed a rebound, and then it's knocked away. Curtis Beck comes up with it. Here's Marcus. Here's Hike for three. Yes. How about Cooper Hike? 9 points off the bench, and it's a 19-point lead, 54-35. Hits out of bounds. It'll stay with Centralia. Cole Hermish back into the game, replacing Carter Lutz. Comes out with four fouls. So final 3.5 minutes left in this game. Centralia down 19. Here's a long three from the right wing. It's an air ball. Marcus Beck, an easy rebound. Get it up the floor to Curtis. Layup good. 19 for Curtis Beck. 56-35. The lead is 21, and they continue to ramp up the pressure, and it's been an issue all night. Cole Alderfer has seen enough. He'll call a timeout. I think it's a full timeout. We'll follow suit. 3:09 left in the ball game. All Nemaha Central now. They lead at Centralia 56-35. Back in a moment on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
You have new health care coverage options through Kansas Farm Bureau Health Plans and your local Farm Bureau Financial Services agent. No matter what stage of life you are in, you will have options that fit your lifestyle. Plus, our network of providers is one of the largest available throughout the state of Kansas and beyond. For more information and to get a quote, contact Farm Bureau agent Chad Baker at 785-336-2341 or visit kfbhealthplans.com.
Mom, I got the job! I got the job!
That's fantastic. Is it more money?
It's a lot more money.
Oh, you deserve it for working so hard at the community college.
I'm not done yet. I'm going to get my bachelor's degree.
Wow, where?
Peru State College. They offer degrees completely online. They didn't hassle me about what courses transferred, and they offer in-state tuition to everyone.
Do you think I could go too?
Of course. Just visit Peru State College at peru.edu.
Out of the timeout, another turnover by Centralia. Reinicke throws it into the crowd, so Nemaha Central quickly getting it right back. Now under 3 minutes to go in the game, and a 56-35 in-control lead. Inside to Hermish, he lost it. There's a turnover, and then a bump and a foul. This is going to put Marshall tanking at the free throw line to shoot two. Double bonus the rest of the way. As Marcus Beck picked up the foul, his third. He's got 21 points. Brother Curtis with 19. They got 40 of the 56 points. As Marshall Tanking, the 5'8 senior, is off on the first free throw. He's got 5 points tonight. Now 3 of 5 at the line. 2 of 5. Now make it 2 for 6. as he missed them both. Marcus Beck gets it up the floor. Layup no good by Kermish. And then a foul on the rebound attempt will send Reinicke up the way for two more free throws. Running out of room here with Reinicke. This will be the 13th and 14th attempts at the line for Reinicke. He's made five. Make it six. He's hit three straight at the line. He's got 6 points. The lead 20, 56 to 36, Nemaha Central. Reinicke second, up and in. He's got seven, 56 to 37, final 2:35 left in the game. There's a whistle and a foul underneath. Marcus finding his brother Curtis. That'll send him to the line. Foul on Marshall tanking. His second. Team foul number seven, so this will be a 1-1 for Curtis Beck. Curtis has 19 points, 5 rebounds, came into the game averaging 23.5 points per game through the first two, including 9 rebounds. His brother Marcus was averaging 15 and 15 plus in terms of rebounds there. Marcus leading in the rebounding, Curtis leading in the scoring. Curtis knocks in the free throw. He's got 20. He'll get another here at the line. That's the lead, 57 to 37. 2:32 left in the game. He's 3 of 6 at the line. Make it 3 of 7. Rebound for Presley Bowers. So Nemaha Central in control, up 20, under 2.5 minutes to go. Here's a drive, nice curl, layup in for Colton Weir, who's been quiet since the first half. He's got 7. 57 to 39, Marshall Tanking comes away with a steal, and he'll draw the foul. And we'll go to the line for two. So Marshall Tanking comes up with a steal. And that's the fifth foul on Carter Lutz, and he fouls out of the game with 3 points and 3 rebounds. So Marcus Beck quickly back into the game for Carter, who just fouled out with the 3 points. So 57 to 39. Marshall tanking at the line. Good on the first. He's got 6. He had 5 on Tuesday against Hanover. 6 here tonight. Chance for 7. 57 to 40. He's good on that one. So he's got 7. 57 to 41. It's a 16-point Nemaha Central lead. They've led by as many as 21. There's a whistle and a blocking foul inside. Reinicke tried to take the charge. They call him for a block. So it's a 1-1 coming up from Marcus Beck. Getting 21 points and 9 rebounds. And the free throw is no good, and a battle for the rebound finally brought away by Reinicke. So Reinicke wants to take it himself. We're under 2 minutes to go. His shot blocked by Holden Bass, and they're going to get a whistle and a foul. So now the whistle won't stop blowing here in the final 3+. They get Bass with the foul, his third, and that will send Reinicke back to the line to shoot two. He has lived at the line. He is shorts on that one. So we're going to get, with a 16-point lead and a minute 50 to go, here comes some other players, some younger guys into the game for Centralia. The senior, though, Ethan McNally is in. Reese tanking. Reinicke, of course, at the free throw line. Paxton Bowers is in. Reinicke hits the free throw. He's going to finish the game with 8 points. And 8 rebounds, 57 to 42. And the JV players are coming in for Nemaha Central as well. Jaden Thomas is in. Wade Leonard, who brings it up the floor. Final minute 45, 57 to 42. Nemaha Central going to move 2-3-0 on the year. Good one coming up on Tuesday next week. They get Hiawatha. Here's a drive and a layup good by Carter Rodinghouse, the sophomore. His first basket just coming into the game, 59-42. There's a pass inside, shot partially blocked. Holden Bass, the rebound. Here comes Rodinghouse, gets it off to Leonard. Now they'll slow things up a little bit with the final minute, 10 left in the game. Rodinghouse on about a three, turns it down, top of the key to Jaden Thomas. Left side to Leonard. Back to Rodinghouse, top of the key, the sophomore. Hermish also in the game with Bass. As they continue to pass around, down to 52 seconds left in the game. Centralia up next will go to Onega, and then next Friday they'll be back here at home against Washington County. Mentioned Hiawatha, Nemaha Central on a Tuesday. There's Bass, his shot blocked inside. There's a rebound by Jaden Thomas. They'll bounce it out, reset. We're down to 33 seconds. They want it over the top, tipped out of bounds, and it'll stay here with Nemaha Central. So just 28 seconds to go. Hang in there. We'll have our Be Outdoors Real Estate postgame show. We'll announce our player of the game as well. Nemaha Central going to 3-0, and this will drop Centralia to 0-2. Final 24 seconds left. They're going to keep it out high, and fans starting to make their way towards the exit. An impressive win here on the road for Nemaha Central to improve to 3-0. There's a turnover real quick. A little two-on-one break and a whistle and a foul with 7 seconds to go. We'll put Reese Tanking at the line to shoot two. Rodinghouse picks up the foul. So Reese Tanking, the sophomore, he's got 2 points tonight. Chance to add to that, 59-42, Nemaha Central with the big lead, down to 7 seconds to go. Free throw no good there by Tanking. Interested to see how the free throw numbers shook out here for Centralia. They lived at the line tonight, but they certainly struggled at times. And there's another miss as Hermish with another rebound. Final 2 seconds off the clock. They'll hold it, and that will do it. Your final score here in the boys' contest, Nemaha Central 59 to improve to 3-0, Centralia 32, Panthers drop to 0-2. RB Outdoors Real Estate postgame show is up next. Buying or selling, use the best in the business for recreational, residential, and agricultural real estate. Again, the final, 59-32, Nemaha Central, postgame next here on KMZA.
Over? Did you say over? Nothing is over until we decide it is.
Your Monday through Friday, Tyler Swift.
Hey, this is Ryan Limcool.
And this is Chris Seymour.
Stick around after the break
for the Be Outdoors Real Estate postgame show
on 92.1 KMZA Seneca.
Whether you're going to spend your time on the golf course, or jetting off to some popular vacation spots, or simply spending time with your family, it's time to start saving for that nest egg, and United Bank and Trust can help you do that with an IRA. Offering a full line of IRAs, United Bank and Trust has trained professionals to help you begin planning for your future. On the course, on the road, or at home, United Bank and Trust, banking for your way of life, member FDIC.
Hi, I'm Ryan Limcool, owner-broker at Be Outdoors Real Estate. We are a unique brokerage company established out of an incredible passion for the outdoors. We are land sales experts and outdoor enthusiasts. Whether you are looking for prime hunting ground, productive farmland, or a recreational retreat, our expert field agents with years of hunting and land management experience can assist you. We help buyers looking for premium land and sellers wanting to obtain the best value for their property. Give me a call at 1-800-599-LAND. Be Outdoors Real Estate. We know land.
There's something easy you can do to save energy and money. It's insulating your home with Owens Corning Insulation from Suther Building Supply in Seneca. A properly insulated home can save you up to 20% on your heating and cooling energy bills. These days, that's real money. Almost 80 million American homes are under insulated, so odds are your home's a candidate for more insulation. And Owens Corning makes insulating easy. So what's stopping you? Call Suther Building Supply today, 336-2255, for a free quote.
Nemaha Valley Community Hospital and Seneca Family Practice would like to wish you and your family health and happiness this holiday season. Throughout the entire year, we strive to stay focused on our mission of providing personalized, compassionate health care to those in Nemaha County and the surrounding communities. And as we step into 2022, we want you to know that Nemaha Valley Community Hospital and Seneca Family Practice are here for you and your family. We are people you know and care you trust.
Let Farmers State Bank work with you to accomplish your goals. Whether that is buying a house, car, or farm, the experienced staff at Farmers State Bank can help you along the way. With branches located in Westmoreland, Manhattan, and Onega, Farmers State Bank is just around the corner. Check out our website at www.bankwithfarmers.com and start your journey today. Farmers State Bank, modern banking, timeless values. Equal opportunity lender, member FDIC.
MZA.
Back one final time as we wrap up our broadcast here tonight. It's a split in the Big 7 TBL showdown between Nemaha Central and Centralia. The girls' contest went down to the wire. Centralia girls getting a big-time three from Owen Dieters with 2 seconds left, and they get the win 40-39, but it was all Thunder Boys in the second half of our doubleheader. 59-32, they cruise and get the win over Centralia. And the boys' side, Centralia 0-2, Nemaha Central now 3-0. Both teams were ranked number 6 in their respective classifications coming into tonight's ball game. Let's get you the final numbers in this game before we announce you our player of the game. And we will start with the Thunder, who are now 3-0. As we take a look at the fourth quarter, they scored 17 in the fourth quarter, as Centralia scored just 4 points in the fourth. So it was a 17-4 fourth quarter advantage to really put the game away. Again, the final score 59-32 in favor of Nemaha Central. Well, it's once again the Beck twins, Curtis and Marcus, doing the damage. 21 points, 9 rebounds for Marcus. 20 points, 5 rebounds for Curtis. And then Cooper Hike, how about 9 points off the bench? He had 4 rebounds as well, and pretty scattered from there. 3 points for Carter Lutz. He was in early foul trouble. Carter Rottinghouse came in late, had a bucket. Also 2 points from Holden Bass. Nemaha Central out-rebounded Centralia 41-30. Thunder had 17 turnovers, and they were 7 of 17 at the free throw line. Centralia drops to 0-2. They were led in scoring by Colton Weir and Marshall Tanking. They both finish with 7 apiece, 5 points from Trenton Talley to go along with 8 rebounds, 4 apiece from Ethan McNally and Presley Bowers, 5 as well from Drew Gibbs. Reese Tanking had 2 points late in the game as well. Centralia, 18 turnovers. They shot 17 of 32 at the free throw line. Brock Reinecke also solid, 8 points and 8 rebounds, but he was 8 of 16 himself at the free throw line. Nemaha Central as a team only took 17 foul shots. Reinecke had 16 on his own, knocking down 50%. But 8 points, 8 rebounds from Reinecke to lead the way in scoring. And then Weir Tanking both with 7 apiece. Mentioned the rebounding, 41-30, the advantage for Nemaha Central. But all in all, it was a game into the third quarter, but Nemaha Central started to turn the pressure up a little bit, got out in transition, able to really put the game away and win it by 17. Now time to announce our player of the game, presented by Farmers State Bank in Onega, Westmoreland, and Manhattan, providing modern banking services. Visit bankwithfarmers.com for more information. Well, let's go with Marcus Beck of Nemaha Central. Came into the game averaging 15 points and over 15 rebounds per game. The rebounds will go down, but the points will go up. He had 21 points, 9 rebounds. A close second would be his brother Curtis, who had 20 points and 5 rebounds. I'll give an honorable mention to Cooper Hike, who came off the bench limited minutes and certainly gave them a spark in the second half with a couple big buckets. He had 9 points. But we'll go with Marcus Beck, 21 points and 9 rebounds. He was 2 of 4 at the free throw line, and the Beck boys just dominant once again, and they have certainly been a handful, and it's going to be interesting to see how far this team can go because they have looked impressive through the first three with wins against Perry, LeCompton, St. Mary's, and now here at Centralia. So the final scores in our contest tonight in the girls' game, Centralia winning 40-39, and it was the Nemaha Central boys 59-32 in a Cruiseway victory. For Kirk Hillman back in studio, I am Brandon Tamman signing off. Stick around. Community National Bank High School School Board Show is next here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.